When I grow up, will racism still be a problem in New York City?
Yes, it's still going to exist, but most likely it's not going to be as strong as it was back then.
I think that's a really, really good question. We are lucky in that as New Yorkers, we live with a whole bunch of different people with different cultures and different ideas. But I also feel like no matter when you live or where you are, there will always be a group of people who are made to feel less than what their true value is. And even though today we've now had several decades of very overt fighting racism in terms of writing laws against it and protecting people from racist acts, we still have a lot of work to do. And I think to answer your question simply, yes, there will be racism in New York City when you grow up. But I think that it might not be as obvious as it has been in the past or it is today. I think there will be racism in a more subtle way, the way that we hire people, the way that we pay people, the way that we treat or react to people, or the things that we think or say. And so the most important thing moving forward is to recognize racism in all its forms. It doesn't have to be about a Ku Klux Klan march down the street to be racist. It could be in much subtler ways. And if we can recognize it in all of its unspoken ways as well, then that's the best kind of weapon we have to stopping it.
I absolutely believe that there will be racism in 10 years and probably 15 and 20 and 30 after that. I'm a big believer that there's no such thing as race, that we decide what members of what cultural group should be ascribed as what sort of races, that there are more differences within a race than between races. And I think that people are hungry to find differences between people, so to criticize them or to feel as though one group is superior to another. So even if in 10 or 15 or 20 and 50 years, what we think as racism it no longer exists, I'm sure something else that could be seen as a different version of racism will take its place.